Greetings and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host, and today we are resuming our study in the Dead Sea Scroll book, the ancient book of Jubilees. And we're ready for, let's see, chapter 20 today. And this is where Abraham is giving some last words to some of his descendants. And so we're going to be looking at chapter 20 and 21 today. And it's going to cause us to contrast and to also look into the book of Jude out of the scriptures, dealing with the fallen angels and Sodom and Gomorrah. So that is what's on the agenda for this morning. Just a quick reminder, the website, www.scriptureandprophecy.com, that is where you go to find the archives, to support the podcast, and to read devotionals and other things of that nature. So www.scriptureandprophecy.com. All right, let's not delay this morning. Let's just jump right in. The Book of Jubilees, Chapter 20, starting with verse 1. And in the 42nd Jubilee, in the first year of the seventh week, Abraham called Ishmael and his 12 sons, and Isaac and his 2 sons, and the 6 sons of Keturah and their sons. And he commanded them that they should observe the way of the Lord, that they should work righteousness and love each his neighbor, and act on this manner amongst all men, that they should each so walk with regard to them as to do judgment and righteousness on the earth, that they should circumcise their sons according to the covenant which he had made with them, and not deviate to the right hand or the left of all paths which the Lord had commanded us, and that we should keep ourselves from all fornication and uncleanliness. And if any woman or maid commit fornication among you, burn her with fire, and let them not commit fornication with her after their eyes and their heart, and let them not take to themselves wives from the daughters of Canaan, for the seed of Canaan will be rooted out of the land. And he told them of the judgment of the giants and the judgment of the Sodomites, how they had been judged on account of their wickedness and had died on account of their fornication and uncleanliness and mutual corruption through fornication. And guard yourselves from all fornication and uncleanliness and from all pollution of sin, lest you make our name a curse and your whole life a hissing, and all your sons to be destroyed by the sword, and you become a curse like Sodom, and all your remnant as the sons of Gomorrah. Real quick, friends. You know, what's interesting is Abraham, according to Abraham in this book, he's contrasting, comparing the sins of the giants and the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. That it was about uncleanliness and fornication. It should also be noted, he's got Ken Johnson here in this book has got a note that to point out and remind us that according to the law of Moses, only the adulterous priest's daughter was to be burned with fire. Others were to be stoned. You see, back in the old law, there was severe punishment for adultery, for fornication. And so, and then he points out, notice the sin of the giants and Sodomites were corruption through fornication, which is what really led to their destruction. Now, if the giants were destroyed for this, and Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed for this, where does that leave our future? I want to also point out the book of Jude, which is only one chapter, by the way. And if you go to verses 6 through 7, he makes the same comparison. He says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto judgment of that great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So Jude makes this connection, makes this point. Ancient Book of Jubilees is making here, that Sodom and Gomorrah and the angels gave themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, and are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Peter also says the same thing. What does Peter says? And he says, in turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those who should after live ungodly. So both Jude and Peter and the Book of Jubilees are saying that, you know, the uncleanliness and the fornication that was taking place in the days of Noah, the same thing taking place in Sodom and Gomorrah, they suffered the vengeance of eternal fire and are an example. Now that should cause us to tremble. When we look at the world today, what's celebrated today, what's considered good and wholesome now today, what's on commercials and television today, here's what Matthew Henry had to say about Jude, verses 5 through 7. He says, a great number of angels were not pleased with the stations God allotted to them. Pride was the main and direct cause of occasion of their fall. The fallen angels are kept to judgment of the great day, and shall fallen men escape it? Surely not. Consider this in due time. The destruction of Sodom is a loud warning to all to take heed of, to flee from fleshly lust that war against the soul. God is the same, holy, just, pure, being now as then. Stand in awe, therefore, and sin not. Let us not rest in anything that does not make the soul subject to the obedience of Christ, for nothing but renewal of our souls to divine image by the Holy Spirit can keep us from being destroyed among the enemies of God. Consider this instance of the angels, and see that no dignity or worth of the creature is of avail. How then should man tremble who drinketh iniquity like water? Man, Matthew Henry knows how to put it in words, doesn't he? Flee from fleshly lusts that war against our souls. Wow. Well, there's that portion that I wanted to share with you guys and just kind of make that connection and just remind us of this and the times we're living in. And I like to do that not to cause fear, but to cause you to want to draw near to God so that, like we mentioned in the scriptures that we read earlier this week, that you may be hid in the day of his judgment. Because we see what's going on. We know that if God is who God says he is, if the scriptures are true, if these instances of the fallen angels and the giants in Genesis chapter 6 and Sodom and Gomorrah, if they are an example to those who should hereafter live ungodly, then we have great cause to tremble. All right, let's resume our Book of Jubilees. Verse 7, I implore you, my sons, beloved of God of heaven, and cleave ye to all his commandments, and walk not after their idols, and after their uncleanliness, and make not for yourselves molten or graven gods, for they are vanity, and there is no spirit in them, for they are work of man's hands, and all who trust in them trust in nothing. Serve them not, nor worship them, but serve ye the Most High God, and worship him continually, and hope for his countenance always. and work uprightness and righteousness before him, that he may have pleasure in you and grant you his mercy, and send rain upon you morning and evening, and bless all your works which ye have wrought upon the earth, and bless thy bread and thy water, and bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of the land, and the herds of thy cattle, and the flocks of thy sheep. And ye will be for a blessing on earth, and all nations of the earth will desire you, and bless these, and bless your sons in my name, that they may be blessed as I am. And he gave to Ishmael, and to his sons, and to the sons of Keturah, gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son, and gave everything to Isaac his son. And Ishmael and his sons, and the sons of Keturah and their sons, went together and dwelt from Paran to the entering in of Babylon, and all the land which is toward the east, facing the desert. And these mingled with each other, and their name was called Arabs and Ishmaelites. Chapter 21. And in the sixth year, the seventh week of this jubilee, Abraham called Isaac his son and commanded him, saying, I am become old, and know not the day of my death, and am full of my days. And behold, I am 175 years old, and throughout all the days of my life I have remembered the Lord, and sought with all my heart to do his will, and to walk uprightly in his ways. My soul hath hated idols, and I have despised those that serve them. And I have given my heart and spirit, that I might observe to do the will of him who created me. For he is the living God, and he is holy and faithful, and he is righteous beyond all. And there is with him no righteous and exceeding, there is with him no accepting of men's persons, and no accepting of gifts, for God is righteous, and executeth judgment on all those who transgress his commandments and despise his covenant. And do thou, my son, observe his commandments, and his ordinances, and his judgments, and walk not after the abominations, and after the graven images, and after the molten images, and eat no blood of all the animals or cattle, or of any bird which flieth in heaven. And if thou dost slay a victim, as an acceptable peace offering, slay it, and pour out its blood upon the altar, and all the fat of the fat offering on the altar, with fine flour, and the meat offering, mingled with oil, and its drink offering, offer them together on the altar of burnt offering. It is a sweet savior before the Lord. And thou wilt offer the fat of the sacrifice of thanksgiving on the fire which is upon the altar, and the fat of which is on the belly, and all the fat on the inwards, and the two kidneys, and all the fat that is upon them, and upon the lions and liver, thou shalt remove together with the kidneys, and offer all these for a sweet acceptable before the Lord, for a sweet savor acceptable before the Lord, with its meat offering and its drink offering for a sweet savor, the bread of the offering unto the Lord, and eat its meat on the day and on the second day, and let not the sun on the second day go down upon it till it's eaten, and let nothing be left over for the third day, for it is not acceptable, and let it not longer be eaten, and all who eat thereof will bring sin upon themselves, for thus I have found it written in the books of my forefathers, and in the words of Enoch, and in the words of Noah. And on all the oblations thou shalt strew salt, and let not salt of the covenant be lacking in all the oblations before the Lord. And as regards to the wood of the sacrifices, beware lest thou bring other wood from the altar in addition to these: cypress, deference, sagad, pine, fir, cedar, savin, palm, olive, myrrh, laurel, and citron, juniper, and balsam. And all these kinds of wood lay upon the altar under the sacrifice, such as have been tested as their appearance. And do not lay thereon any split or dark wood, but hard and clean, without fault, a sound and new growth. And do not lay thereon old wood, for its fragrance is gone. For there is no longer fragrance in it as before. Besides these kinds of wood, there is none other that thou shalt place on the altar. For the fragrance is dispersed, and the smell of the fragrance goeth up not to heaven. Observe this commandment and do it, my son, that thou may be upright in all thy deeds, and in all the times be clean in thy body, and wash thyself with water before thou appearest to offer on the altar, and wash thy hands and thy feet before thou drawest near to the altar. And when thou art done sacrificing, wash again thy hands and thy feet. And let no blood appear upon you, nor upon your clothes. Be on thy guard, my son, against blood. Be on thy guard exceedingly. Cover it with dust. Do not eat any blood, for it is the soul. Eat no blood whatever. And take no gifts for the blood of man, lest it be shed with impunity, without judgment, for it is the blood that is shed that causes the earth to sin. And the earth cannot be cleansed from the blood of man, save by the blood of him who shed it. And take no presents or gifts for the blood of man, blood for blood, that thou mayest be accepted before the Lord, the Most High God. For he is the defense of the good, that thou mayest be preserved by all evil, and that he may save thee from every kind of death. I see, my son, that all the works of the children of men are sin and wickedness, and all their deeds are uncleanliness and abomination and a pollution, and there is no righteousness within them. Beware, lest thou shouldest walk in the ways and tread in their paths, and sin a sin unto death before the Most High God. Else he would hide his face from thee and give thee back into the hands of thy transgression, and root thee out of the land, and thy seed likewise from under heaven, and thy name and thy seed will perish from the whole earth. Turn away from their deeds and all their uncleanliness, and observe the ordinances of the Most High God, and do his will, and be upright in all things. And he will bless thee in all deeds, and will raise up from thee the plant of righteousness through all the earth, throughout all generations of the earth. And my name and thy name will not be forgotten under heaven forever. Go, my son, in peace. May the Most High God, my God and thy God, strengthen thee to do his will, and may he bless all thy seed and the residue of thy seed for the generations forever, with all righteous blessing, that thou mayest be a blessing on all the earth. And he went out from him rejoicing. And there you have it, my friends. The Book of Jubilees, chapter 20 and 21. And I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that it's blessed you this morning and provoked you to thought and provokes you to draw near and closer to the one true God and to his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who shed his blood for us. And all who believe upon his name, who believe he died for their sins and that God rose him up on the third day. All who believe in this, put their trust in this, will be saved. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.